Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Suzanne Crociani. How are you, Suzanne?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're in Montepulciano, in the top of the hill in Montepulciano, in your winery slash...
Yeah, it's one of the oldest winery in Montepulciano. It was founded by my grandfather. And I'm the third generation in winemaking.
Really? So that's quite good going?
Oh, it's going well, and it's an hard work and a lot of things to do, but I enjoy a lot to do this work.
Excellent. What sort of wines do you make here, Suzanne?
The most important wine produced in Montepulciano is the Vino Nobile. The Vino Nobile is one of the oldest wines produced in Italy, and you could find information about this wine since more than 1,000 years ago. And the Vino Nobile is one. It was the first DOCG wine. You know, the wine at denomination of origin controlled and guaranteed. And it's made with a blend based on Sangiovese grape, the 80% of Sangiovese grape. And the other 20%, we produce very traditional wine. So it's made with 10% of Canaiolo Nero grape, black Canaiolo grape that give color and body to the wine. And another 10% of Mammolo grapes, another popular Tuscany grapes that give to the wine something like a bouquet taste of violet flower.
Okay, and like a lot of wineries, maybe not in Montepulciano, but normally they would grow the grapes separately and then blend the wines together, but you do yours differently.
Absolutely. We grown the grapes all together, and we pick up the grapes all together and they fermented all together. That is very important. It's one that is called in Italy uvaggio. So you are sure that during the fermentation, all the fermentation of the wine will be in the same moment, and you will have more complex wine at the end. Yeah?
Do you know anybody who does it separately? Is it allowed to do separately in Montepulciano?
Yes, because you know that the Vino Nobile is made with a blend of grapes. So, of course, if you make the traditional, you use the traditional grape varieties, usually the fermentation is together. But in the modern style production of the Vino Nobile, when they had the, they could add a maximum of 30% of international grapes like Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon or something else, of course the fermentation will be separately. So they will pick up the grapes, the harvest time will be in different moment, the fermentation will be in different moment, and they will add together the wine in a different moment, not during the fermentation.
Okay, and you don't find that the Sangiovese ripens at a different time for the other grapes? In your traditional style?
No, absolutely. Because, of course, the Sangiovese need a lot of time to be mature. And usually the harvest time in Montepulciano for the Vino Nobile is the beginning of October. It depends from the year, from the weather, but usually it's from the beginning of October until the middle of October.
I was at Montepulciano yesterday and we're at Montepulciano today. What's the difference in soils and climate from the two regions? Because you're very close to each other.
Yeah, that's not too much difference. Montepulciano, the main difference is Montepulciano, it's a little higher. The hill of Montepulciano is more than 600 meters on the sea level. So that makes a little difference. The main difference, of course, between the Vino Nobile and the Brunello is in because the Montepulciano is a blend, the Vino Nobile, and the Brunello di Montalcino is made with 100% of Sangiovese grape. So they make at the beginning, the main difference between the two wines. But, of course, the soil, it's very similar. Right? We are just 40 kilometers one from the other.
Yeah. I read somewhere that Montepulciano soils are slightly more sandy than Montalcino. Is that right?
Yes, a little more sandy than the Montalcino, yeah.
Okay, normally wines that are on sandy soils are generally just a wee bit lighter, perhaps. Is that Do you think that's right, or do you think I've gone a bit wrong there?
No, I don't think so, because I think that the Vino Nobile found in Montepulciano the perfect soil to be grown, and also the best Vino Nobile is grown in the vineyard between 400 meters and 550 meters. That's the best vineyard for the Vino Nobile. And of course in Montalcino they haven't. I'm joking, of course. Montalcino, they produce the wonderful Brunello, and they're not competition between the two of us, of course, and but collaboration, because I think that both the Vino Nobile di Montepulciano and the Brunello di Montalcino represent the best of the wine that you could find in Italy.
Not that you're biased.
No, in the world.
Okay. It's not just Vino Nobile that you produce. You've got a range of other wines. You do a Rosso.
Yes, the Rosso di Montepulciano could be considered a young brother of the Vino Nobile, because it's made with the same blend of grapes, but mainly the main difference is that the Rosso di Montepulciano age on shorter period in oak barrel, and usually for 8-9 months. So the main difference between the two is the aging. And another important wine produced in Montepulciano is the Vin Santo di Montepulciano. The Vin Santo is a sweet wine, dessert wine, and is made with white grapes.
You just won an award for that, didn't you?
Yes, we won the top gold medal at the International Wine and Spirit Competition that took place in London last month. Huh? Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy, because people consider this Vin Santo one the best in the world, and I'm sure that it's like that. Yeah.
Is Vin Santo just made in Montepulciano?
The Vin Santo di Montepulciano is just made, could be possible to be made only in Montepulciano. You know, the Vin Santo is a very, very old wine, and we used to dry the grapes until January, February.
And dry them out, a bit like Amarone, where you dry them out. And
exactly, something like that, and we pick the grapes usually in October, and we choose the best grapes in the vineyard, and then we leave in some slight red mat until February, so they dry it, and on February when we press the grapes, a small quantity of wine that we obtain, we put in little barrel for 70-100 liter, call it caratelli.
They're tiny little things, they look more like cigars than barrels.
Yes And in this small barrel, this Vin Santo must be aged at least 3-5 years. But in our family tradition, we used to age the Vin Santo longer, for 8-9 years. And you know that, consider that with 100 kilos of grapes, we obtain 10-12 liters of Vin Santo.
Yeah.
And when you open a bottle of Vin Santo, you could keep open also for 1 year and the taste doesn't change. But if you don't open a bottle of Vin Santo, you could keep for 100-200 years and it will be better and better.
The style that you make is quite oxidative. The barrels aren't always filled up, are they?
Yeah, when we fill the barrels, we fill with 10% of the sediment from the oldest vintages, and then we fill with the juice, not completely the barrel, but until the 90% of the barrel is filled with the wine, because the fermentation will be inside the barrels, and during the year all the sugar became alcohol. So you, at the end of the when we bottle the Vin Santo, we have about 16.5-17% alcohol.
Oh, that's quite high, isn't it?
Yes.
And do you need to use special yeasts to get that alcohol?
Absolutely. No, we don't use for any of our wines the yeast.
Okay.
We make only natural fermentation, both for the wine, for the Vino Nobile, and for the Vin Santo.
Because normally the yeast dies off around 14%, 14.5%.
But usually when we press the grapes, it's about 29, 30, no more. So that it's enough place to
29-30
of sugar.
Grams of sugar.
Grams sugar, yes. So you could have the fermentation. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it takes time to start the fermentation, but We could wait.
Okay, and the barrels themselves, you don't keep them in the same cellar as your other wines, do you?
Yes, exactly. In the past, we used to age the Vin Santo in the attic, eh? Because to develop the taste and to develop the Vin Santo, you need a cellar to age the Vin Santo in a place where the temperature could change a lot during the year. So that means that we will have a lot of fermentation during the year. That means that all the alcohol will have the time enough to develop in the sugar, the time to develop in alcohol.
I tried your Vincento, it's quite nice. I noticed it was sweet on the mouth, and then it finished quite dry, and there was quite a grippy tannin note to it.
Yeah, that's arrived from the oak, because you know that we use mostly of Slavonian oak barrel, and of course the oak step by step, year by year, will give to the wine this little oaky taste, but never cover the taste of the grapes.
Yeah, you don't get that vanilla-y flavors or creamy vanilla. It's just the
absolutely
tannins that
yes,
that's
just tannins. Yeah, it's a taste nuts taste in the Vin Santo,
and
it's wonderful with your English pudding.
What sort of puddings?
Your English, yeah. We call English pudding, yeah, Christmas pudding.
A Christmas pudding.
Yes, but we don't
fruitcake.
Yes. We call English pudding.
Going back to those other barrels, again, I saw lots and lots of those big Slavonian oaks.
Yes.
Very, very big barrels again. How big are they?
We use that kind of barrels because we produce the traditional wine. And my father Arnaldo and my brother Giorgio, we saw that when you age the Vino Nobile in a big barrel, you will obtain more milder, softer wine, but you will need longer time because you will never cover the taste of the grapes with the oak, but it only help the wine to develop the best of its taste.
Mm. Yesterday, after we did our interview, I went and test quite a lot of Brunello Montalcinos, and we tried some of the more modern ones where they've used French barriques with lots of creamy vanilla flavours in the wine, and they were right, but I actually preferred the some more savoury
Because I think that when you taste the wine, you have to taste the wine, you have not to taste the wood, because I think that in the last 15-20 years they make such a lot of wrong. It's my opinion, of course, because they used to age the wine and to use too much oak. So, you know, that the French barrique is 225 liters. Mm. So that means that a small quantity of wines is close to a big.
Yeah.
And maybe it make the wine age faster. Yeah, it's more drinkable since the beginning. You need 6 months, 8 months, 1 year maximum to age the wine inside that kind of barrels. But you lose the taste of the wines. Mm. So sometimes when you cover the label and it's much too, you have too much oaky taste, you don't know which kind of wine you are going to taste.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know, you just drink the label, we used to say, yeah? You don't drink the wine. And I think that the Sangiovese grape, it's a special kind of grapes that we are so lucky in Tuscany that they try to grow the Sangiovese in all the world, but they obtain very, very different kind of wine. So
I've tasted a bit of Australian Sangiovese.
Absolutely.
And it's far fruitier, whereas yours is more earthy, savoury flavours.
Yeah, it's a little more acid, also more spicy, yeah? But that's the taste of Sangiovese, and that you could recognise it is a wine from Tuscany. So I think that we have to promote the Sangiovese and to let people taste the taste of Tuscany. Yeah?
What do you think you should be drinking your Vino Nobile Montepulciano with?
The Vino Nobile that must be drink with the main course. So when you prefer a nice roast pork, roast beef with poultry and with wild boar or rabbit, something like that. But of course also with seasoned sheep cheese. Yeah, in Montepulciano is very close to Pienza. It's another beautiful Renaissance town, and they produce very beautiful seasoned sheep cheese.
Sheep cheese.
Sheep cheese.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I apologize for my English. I know that's very easy. And once I made a mistake, I would like to see seasoned sheep cheese, but I say, oh, it's nice to taste this wine with all the cheap cheese. No, but they produce sheep cheese.
That's good. That's good. Okay, and obviously some people are looking at adding international varieties, and are you allowed to add international varieties into
In the
Montepulciano's?
Vino Nobile, they changed the rules just a couple of months ago. You know that the Vino Nobile must be based on the 70% of Sangiovese grape. And then in the traditional style, we had the traditional grape from Tuscany, but we are allowed to add 30% of different kind of grapes that is possible to grow in this area. So, of course, it's possible to add international grapes like Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon,
Are people doing that now?
Syrah. Yes, there are a lot of wine producers in Montepulciano, also very big name that they're using this blend since a long time because it was possible until a few months ago to add a maximum of the 10, 20%. Now they're allowed for 30%. Personally, I don't agree with them because I think that the identity of the Vino Nobile di Montepulciano is a Sangiovese. And when you add 30% of, for example, of a Merlot grape, you completely cover the taste of the most important grapes grown in Montepulciano since century and century.
All right, we're going to wrap up in a minute, Susan. Any last thing you'd like to say?
Yes, please come to visit in Montepulciano and here in our Cantina Crociani, there will be always a glass of Vino Nobile waiting for you.
Do come and try. She's a lovely lady to visit.
Thanks.
Cheers very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.